Robbie, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the deal. How happy are you that you don't have to think about where you're playing ball next season? Well, you might think about it a little bit. We'll get to that in a second. But in terms of what team you're on, how glad are you that that is done?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to be back with the Blue Jays. And yeah, like you said, excited to kind of have that process over with now.
What was it about your experience with the Jays that made you want to re-sign with Toronto?
You know, honestly, it was top to bottom. I felt like the organization was great. They welcomed me from day one that I got there, you know, from the coaching staff to the front office, to the players, to the training staff, everybody. They were, you know, I sincerely felt like everybody was on my side. And that was that's huge as a ball player.
What's wild about this move, from my perspective, Robbie, is you really haven't still spent any real time in Toronto yet. Is that right?
Yeah, I haven't. But every time that I've visited the city, I've enjoyed my experience.
No doubt, as many people do.
You mentioned who you worked with and what it was like to kind of have people believe in you and make it about you. Was there something that you saw working with Pete Walker, or did you guys find something that maybe you weren't seeing in Arizona that led to a little bit of an improvement when you got to Toronto, or at least got to Buffalo?
I think honestly it was him just, you know, telling me that he wanted me to go out and he wanted me to pitch, and he said, we'll worry about things later. We'll talk about things at a later time. But he's like, I just want to see you. I want to see you go out and I want to see you compete. And I think for me, that was one of the biggest things, was him just saying, like, look, I trust you. Go out there and do it.
Robbie Ray of the Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid. Was that a different message, Robbie, from Pete Walker than you got from – and my intention isn't to have you criticize any of your previous pitching coaches or managers, but compare that message from Pete Walker to other messages you'd gotten between 2017 and now. Like, how different was it?
You know – I feel like most of the pitching coaches that I've had have kind of given the same message. I felt like maybe last year there was more of a sense of urgency, a sense of not necessarily panic, but a little bit of panic that things were starting to go wrong. And I could feel that from everyone. And so to have Pete come in and say, hey, look, I believe in you, just go out and compete. It was encouraging for sure.
It sucks as an athlete to hear panic, because then you start rethinking what you've been doing your whole life, no?
Right. Yeah, it definitely does. And especially with kind of the change that I had made, it was like, well, crap, now I feel like I had kind of made the wrong decision. But, you know, again, Pete was great. He was just super encouraging, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
I feel like my whole career is attempting to avoid panic at all times. as a guy on radio and TV,
sometimes
it'll find you. Was the 1 year deal a bit of a bet on yourself here, Robbie?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's no secret the struggles that I had last year, and to sign a 1 year deal to try to you know, regain some value on myself, betting on myself. That's definitely a correct statement.
Robbie Ray, Toronto Blue Jays here on Tim and Sid, just signed a 1 year deal with the Bluebirds to return next season. Robbie, did you ask Mark and Ross where you think next season's going to start, or are they in the dark like the rest of us?
You know, our hope, we talked about it. The hope is that we're going to be in Toronto. We understand that a lot of things are out of our control, but still very hopeful that we're going to be able to be in Toronto and have fans as well.
There seem to be some big-name free agents that the Jays are interested in right now. Do you think that the issues with the border might cause a few guys to be hesitant about it?
You know, honestly, it may with a few guys, but I don't think it's like going to be that much of an issue with too many people. I mean, it's as far as I can tell, it's not going to be that much of an issue. But, you know, some guys might get scared off by it.
Well, let's talk about some of those guys. Because, I mean, Robbie, I'm sure you're reading the same stuff in terms of some of the national reporters that we're seeing. And the consensus is Jays are going to be aggressive here. Jays feel like there's an opportunity to do some stuff. What's the sense you got talking to Mark and Ross along those lines? I'm sure the topic came up. How aggressive do you think your team is now going to be over the next couple of weeks and couple of months?
I think they're going to be very aggressive. They're going to be in the market for everything, and that's great. This team is where it stands right now, built to win, and just adding more pieces to it is going to further that. So I think they see where this team is at, and they're looking to continue to build on that, and I feel like they are going to be aggressive.
Robbie, you've been around this league for a little while now. Does the presence of good young players attract other guys to a team, knowing that you might be able to play for a team that could be in contention for a while?
Yeah, definitely. That is a huge factor. I feel like competing is 100% a factor, and this team is going to compete for a lot of years. I mean, they got a lot of young players that aren't even arbitration eligible yet, and like superstar talent that isn't even arbitration eligible. So it's definitely a factor in it for sure.
Superstar talent. You believe it's that good? Excuse me.
Yeah, 100%. Bo Bichette is a superstar in the making. I said earlier today, Kevin Biggio is one of the best eyes for his age and his experience I've ever seen in the major leagues. And then Gurriel in the outfield and his bat is impressive. I mean, not to say that other guys aren't as well. I mean,
I hear you.
Teoscar Hernandez, that guy he was amazing last year. To watch him, his at bats, that was something special too. But I mean, just to name a few, it's really amazing.
Robbie Ray of the Jays here on Tim and Sid. Before we go off air here, Robbie, they're telling us around 6:48 Eastern, we're going to learn who wins American League Manager of the Year, and Charlie Montoyo is up for that. Kevin Cash is the favorite, but Charlie is definitely in the discussion. Last year was as bizarre a season for a team as I can remember in any league at any time, given all the circumstances involved with the Jays. You walked in the door halfway through, but you saw enough. What was it like being a part of a Charlie Montoyo team? How was it from the inside in terms of his handling of the situation, the stress levels involved, keeping everyone in line, keeping the positivity going? What was it like playing for him?
Honestly, it was great. I mean, the positivity is one of the biggest things, especially when you're playing in a city you're not supposed to be playing in. And I think he kept that message going throughout the year. No matter, you know, we went on a stretch there at the end where we started to lose a little bit, and it was all positivity. And he did what he could to keep it loose in the clubhouse, which is huge, especially with a young team who not only, you know, they need to learn how to win, but also learn how to lose. And I think he did a good job at balancing that.
Considering you got signed so quickly, and again, for those who didn't see it, Robbie was technically the first free agent to sign in this free agency season. Do you automatically also become a quasi assistant GM to Ross? Do you make some calls? Do you try and cash in some hookups here? And do you talk to guys about the experience you're seeing, about the team that you were talking about with us in the same vein? Are you doing a little of that right now?
I'm definitely open to it. I mean, if I need to make some phone calls, I will. If we need to get some guys, I can take some guys out, play some golf maybe, and talk to them a little bit, try to talk them into coming out and playing for us for sure.
Robbie, it was great catching up with you. We really appreciate you taking some time and doing this with you. And hopefully next year you're back in Toronto and we can have you in the studio, or we can talk to you down at the yard.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.